This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, welcome. If you go to Getter, I'm going to tell my production staff how to do this. If you scroll down, you'll see production staff in Denver where there's an article from the military news about Xi in the top echelon of the Chinese Communist Party are actually talking about changing their doctrine to first strike nuclear weapons. Okay? And this is also, I think, reported in the Asia Times. If you can pull that. The Chinese Communist Party, as you see this tomorrow, just remember the three top fighters ever against the CCP, Donald J. Trump, Stephen K. Bannon, and Miles Guo have all been indicted in New York in the last 120 days. Okay? The CCP's money and influence is all over that town, all over the organizations, all over the operations. Okay? The CCP senior level cadre own tens of billions of dollars of real estate in New York City and Manhattan, other places. The senior levels, Wan Shishan, Xi's family, all of it. Deng Xiaoping's family, they've been laundering money in there forever. Extremely powerful in the law firms, extremely powerful in the legal apparatus. And this thing tomorrow, we're not going to fall into the trap of covering the circus. We're not going to do it. We're going to cover the most important things to set things right about that. That's where we got Mike Davis on. We're going to have Ed and Karen at the bottom of the hour in Mar-a-Lago. We'll have them at the end of the show before we pass to Charlie Kirk, where I was going to do a lot of coverage today. But we got to get to we're at a war right now. One way you see you're at a war is John Mills. By the way, it's Dr. Shiva. Dr. Shiva's lawsuit in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts brought this up. It was the biggest win of his lawsuit in Massachusetts was to actually have them admit they had a backdoor. And Mills, and when they went open source over the weekend or to put this all the code up, this is one of the first things the smartest, the hackers, these guys, hey, there's a backdoor there with CISA. It's a crime scene. Twitter's a crime scene. It's been a crime scene. Remember, I mocked the deal in the first place. Now he says he's worth $20 billion, not worth $5 billion. Oh, and over the weekend, he's, you know, this masturbatory fantasy is going to be worth $250 billion because we're going to turn into a banking organization. No, sir. It is completely funded right now by the Chinese Communist Party. Tesla's 100% financed by the Chinese Communist Party. The joint venture in Shanghai is the only source of cash you have, and they totally control that. That's reality. Your other two financiers are Binance, which is a CCP company, and Sequoia Capital, which the House Intelligence Committee had an investigation that was thwarted by Republicans because they're so tied into Silicon Valley. That's a front for the Chinese Communist Party. Now you've got the Chinese Communist Party talking about changing first strike doctrine. That's not Breitbart. It ain't a Gateway Pundit. It's not War Room. This is the American Military News and talking about an article, I think it was in Asia Times. Pretty well sourced. Now we go, John Mills, tell me about, I want to know, NBC News reported this morning, and Daily Mail picked it up, that sources inside the intelligence services in the military and the Pentagon it now admit, and they knew at the time, that, wait for it, a big shocker, the airship was collecting sensitive electronic information over military sites in continental United States, John Mills. And here's the thing. All the lies and spin, we always get the – it's they knew this thing left Henan on the 20th of January. Don't believe the thing, oh, we picked it up on the – outside of the Aleutian Islands and, you know, but it's all lies and spin. They had this thing tracked from the beginning. And trust me, there are people in NSA and other places, DIA, that knew that this was going to collect intelligence. And the Biden regime has just lied and done spin. Where are the committees? Why are we not keel-hauling these people up on Capitol Hill today? These people are traitors. They're incompetent at best and traitors at worst. John Mills, what does the NBC reporting tell us, sir?
Yeah, the administration lied. Like you said, they knew it. There was intelligence indicators as soon as it was being assembled and ready for launch on Hainan Island. There's all kinds of things that our 18 different agencies picked up, said, yep, they're about to launch a balloon. So we knew about it. And in the timeline that General Van Herk, the NORAD NORTHCOM commander, needs to produce, I don't think he's ever produced that. You have a cadre, you have a senior intelligence official at NORAD NORTHCOM Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. I want to know when that senior intelligence officer walked in to Van Herk and said, oh, by the way, we got a balloon launching. And then as it come closer, this is the classic debate that always happens, intel gain loss. They very likely spun up meetings at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building right next door to the White House and debated intel gain loss. Do we just let it fly so we can figure out what it was doing? Yeah, they're going to collect all of these signals, RF radio frequencies coming out of our missile fields, two of our bomber bases. But we'll gain a lot because we'll learn a lot about what they're doing. And so, yeah, they'll collect that, but that's okay because, you know, that's intel gained versus our signals lost. You know, a horrible, horrible situation. They should have zapped it as soon as they saw it over the Aleutians. So this intel gain loss silliness, it just leaves Americans vulnerable, exposes America to danger and risk. And this balloon just
bounced and it kills trust in anybody. Hey, a flock of geese can't leave Hainan Island that we're not monitoring. A flock of geese. So anybody tells you, oh, and they said, well, we expected to go just with the winds. No, it had the ability to change
maneuvering
and change
directions.
They knew that as it started going across the North Pacific. Everything the Biden regime has told you about this is a lie. And Austin, Austin's in Singapore. I got to get on the all-night phone call. It's all a lie and a spin. We need to get to the facts, and the Republicans up on the Hill ought to be having these guys and keel-hauling them today. All the information, what did you know, when did you know it, and when did you know there was taking intelligence? John Mills, how do people get to you, sir?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. On Getter, Colonel Rhett John. Getter, Colonel Rhett John. Also on Truth and the book, The Nation Will Follow, thenationwillfollow.com, prefaced by Stephen K. Bannon, codename War Room, thenationwillfollow.com.
It's a great story, the arc of your journey. Colonel Mills, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Let me get the cover for the indictment. It's the real indictment. It's not the one I'll talk about in a second. I got Ben Harnwell. Ben, I want to start with what happened in Finland last night. Then we're going to get to Ukraine. But part of what happened in Finland is what's happening in Ukraine. The right wing pulled it off. The party girl finished dead last, did she not, sir?
She certainly did, Steve. Good morning to you. The outgoing Prime Minister, Sanna Marin, will probably be more familiar to American viewers for her partying and disobeying her own government's strict guidelines with regards to COVID. But the photos emerged, created big scandal in Finland of her partying, suggestively, I might add, even though she's married, with rock stars. And also, I think this probably, if anything, will stay in the American imagination. It was the pictures of topless lesbians kissing one another again at the Finnish Prime Minister's official residence a few days later, still obviously under COVID crackdowns. And I don't think her credibility ever recovered from that. She was the darling of the liberal media. She was the youngest serving prime minister in the world, elected at the age of only 34. And now, as you say in your introduction, has been unceremoniously.
Don't bury the lead. She was forced by popular opinion in Finland to take a drug test. Was she not? That she had to take a drug test. It was bad enough, the social media about the dancing and partying with rock stars. I think it was the situation in the official residence with certain people kissing that forced people to say, hey, I think it's, they were forced. She was forced to take a drug test, of which the evidence she presented, she passed. Was that not correct, sir?
Yeah, she did pass. She was only she only had alcohol in her bloodstream. Yeah, I mean, look, the Scandinavians, Steve, are well known for their liberality, and I don't think it was anything particularly shocking for bare-chested lesbians to be kissing one another at a party in the official prime minister's residence, and I don't think that was remotely the issue that pushed her so unceremoniously into third place. Steve, what Finns were really preoccupied in this election was the economy, the cost of living, jobs, the future. These are the immediate quality of life issues. As our globalist, as our sociopathic globalist overlords are busy kicking us all the way back down to the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy, the elites are still deaf because even though the presumed new prime minister has taken stock of the situation, even though he and, as you said, the true Finns, the Finn party, both did very well at about 20% each. This is the conventional centre-right and what the media will term the far-right together. Just a slightly over 40%, which is an incredible showing. And we'll come on to the domino effect in just a moment. But even though that is the clear mandate of the Finnish people, they're still moving ahead without any hesitation in their support for President Zelensky, even though the Ukraine war itself wasn't a particularly high-value election showing issue.
But talk to me about the Swedish Democrats. We've had two of those liberals, Sweden, Finland, and you got Italy. You've had three big wins, sir, over the last couple of months, have we not, sir?
Yes, we have, Steve. Going back to September, there were two great results from our perspective. There were the Sweden Democrats came in at 20.5%, and then the Italian results, the coalition, the Fratelli d'Italia, the Brothers of Italy and the Lega together came in at 35%, just between the two of them, both populist nationalist parties. The Finns party, the formerly known as the True Finns, came in at exactly 20%. So there is, and there's even talk now of a domino effect and a sense of momentum. But Steve, at the same time as there's momentum coming in our direction, let's not forget the counter momentum in the other camp, because this time last year, you know, you had Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland, Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand, Sauron Marin in Finland. These were all the babes beloved of the liberal progressive media. They represented the wave of the future. They're all gone, and they won't be the last.
They're all gone. The three top ones they had in New Zealand, Scotland, and now Finland, all gone. Okay. And you got in Sweden and in Italy and in obviously Finland, you've had a new day dawning with which I belovedly say the far right, the right wing. Ben, how do people get to you in the content and see you on the show?
Thanks, Steve. My social media preference is Getter, and there my profile is simply at Harnwell. That's my surname, at Harnwell. I've had a lot of great posts up recently. And there's one thing I can guarantee you, Steve, if anyone wants to come onto my profile, we only use the word far right in description of our political friends as a badge of honor and as a compliment. That is 100% Harnwell guarantee.
It's a badge of honor. Anybody that's a center right means you're just controlled opposition right now. Okay, brother, thank you very much. Ben, glad you're back in the saddle. Short commercial break here. We're going to go back. We're going to go to the United Kingdom. An issue we've been working on for over a decade coming up with looks like it may be a potential resolution. Also going to go from the United Kingdom down to Panama. Our own Ben Burquam and Oscar Blue are down there. Father Provone's going to join us. We're going to go to Mar-a-Lago. It is on fire here in the war room. So make sure you strap in. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CC.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, this afternoon we're going to be doing the get into some of the capital markets of it. And we're going to do, obviously, a bunch of special stuff with President Trump arriving in New York. But make sure you go. You've got to be up to speed on the things we're talking about, because this debt ceiling debate is going to be one of the most intense and important. Not the circus is going to happen tomorrow. We know they've crossed the Rubicon on this thing, okay? It's now time to fight back. But go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Get the three-part series totally free. Download all of them, but particularly the last one, The Debt Trap. Also, you got Peter Navarro's 10-part course that he used to teach at Harvard. I think it's $10. Go check that out. Also, at the Birch Gold, you get all the free information about your retirement, everything with gold. And right now, I got to tell you, with OPEC, the capital markets, what's going on, we're going to get into all that this afternoon and tomorrow. Birchgold.com/Bannon. McElveeny, I had to bring you on because it's very big out of the UK. This is something we've been working on for over a decade. Raheem Kassam was at the tip of the spear back in the Breitbart days to expose this grooming. You think you got a grooming problem here in the United States? They have a horrible one in the United Kingdom, particularly these old industrial cities in the Midlands that basically were the same people that defeated the Nazis in World War II, that brought Churchill to power, and were the backbone of the Brexit move. What is, briefly, tell me what's going on. Why is it so important? And why is the Prime Minister making this a big deal now?
Well, the graph you just brought up is our legal case, which seems to have pushed this forward, which was last Monday. But what happened today was that Rishi Sunak has announced that he is going to launch a new task force to defeat grooming gangs, basically. And he talked about this back in August. I think the title was he wanted to jail child grooming gangs for life, because the moment these perpetrators, these rapists, they can be locked away for 4 years. The girl that we have been working with to get money from her perpetrator, he was only away for 4.5 years. So this is... We've heard it before, but it seems to be more intentional this time. The background is over 40 years, over 40 towns. We've had 450 men, generally men, convicted of basically group rape of white girls, young girls. And the issue why this has not been addressed, the problem with it is because ethnicity and religion. And now they've talked about, they don't care whether it is generally Pakistani men. They are going to look at this. The other part of the conundrum that isn't on the table is the vast majority are Muslim men, Muslim background. And those may be difficult issues to discuss, but we need them on the table to discuss. And only when we have them on the table can we look at the problem. And we look, find the problem, we can deal with the solution. But there were four things Rishi Sunak, the British Prime Minister, announced today. This task force will be of specialist officers to tackle child abuse, these rape gangs, mandatory reporting for adults working with children, implementing tough sentences for gang members, and collecting ethnicity data of suspects. So it is definitely a step forward, but we have heard it all before, 13 years of Conservative government, but it is certainly a movement in the right direction.
No, I tell you, Raheem, you know, of course, Tommy was on this from the beginning. This is one of the big things that Tommy Robinson. But Raheem, I remember in the days, Raheem had to hammer BBC. The big move of BBC, I think 8 years ago, was to say actually South Asian men. Remember, it was never even described what was going on here, the reality of it. The British elite wanted to look the other way because these are working class folks in these hard bitten industrial towns that basically have been destroyed because of globalization. Your lawsuit was amazing. Peter, how can people get you to keep up with this? Because we're going to be on this. This is a huge deal for Sunak to come out and say, hey, we're going to take this seriously, particularly that we know the BBC and the elites hate it. So how do people get to you to follow this story about this grooming situation and these gang rapes in the United Kingdom?
Well, if they want to watch the video we did last week specifically on this, it's at Hearts of Oak on Getter. You can also watch directly on our website, heartsofoak.org/livestream, and you can see on your screen there. You can scroll down, you can get that. We're on Rumble, on anything. So we have Monday, Thursday, and Saturday tonight. We've got Michelle Bachmann coming on discussing about the higher education, whether it can push back on the woke wave. So.
Fantastic. What a great guest. Thank you very much, Peter. Honored to have you on here.
Thank you.
A great show. It's up on Getter. Another reason for every Getter. Also, we didn't have time to get into it. We will tonight and tomorrow. But obviously this huge battle, this strategic battle over the strategic town or city. It used to be a city. Now it's a couple of thousand people of Bakhmut. The Russian mercenaries, the Wagner group are saying they've taken the city. They've got the flag up in the town square. The Ukrainian military say they still control and are fighting for the western part of it. So this is quite central to this whole war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. The two Slavs hammering it out there on the eastern border, Russian-speaking eastern border of Ukraine. We'll get into more of that later. One of my favorite people, Alex DeGrasse. DeGrasse, the reason we're going to have you, we're going to start, we get more profiles. We're so backed up on the precinct strategy, folks. We're winning everywhere. We're winning these. Obviously, the people coming in and taking over the precincts. We're winning at the state level. We're starting to get people selected that are hardcore MAGA. But over the weekend, tell me what you did. We put it up on Getter. It went viral. What were you doing, DeGrasse? You're one of the top people up on Capitol Hill. What were you doing this weekend?
Well, Steve, thank you. It's great to be back on with the posse. So obviously, in addition to my role as the executive director in Republican leadership, I am in the precinct strategy. I'm a local committee man in Saratoga County Republican Party. So I was out getting my petitions, which in New York is required for candidates to be on the ballot. So I was carrying for our local Republicans, and I decided to throw my MAGA hat on, and the support of the doors was through the roof, Steve. I mean, everyone was out working. I was in a more working class neighborhood, and the support for the president was through the roof.
Why is it, given that you have a job here in the Capitol that is at the highest level, the most intense, very analytic, right, but a real power player's position, talk to me about the importance of being part of the precinct strategy and just going out and walking neighborhoods.
I think it's much better data than you would off any, you know, sort of the big data that we're looking at in DC. I mean, talking directly to voters, seeing what comes up when you're discussing with them, what are the buzzwords, what's the narrative that they understand it. And voters are cued in, Steve. I think ultimately people are well aware of what's going on. They have the facts, and we need action now. And so we talked about, you know, having your list of 5-10 people when we look back at 2022 in the midterms. I was on the show talking about that, turning up MAGA. We're already in the general election, Steve. We need 5 to 10 swing voters, independents, not just the guys in the bank to make sure they vote, but let's target 5-10 people now and start working on them, getting them in, and let's open up the targeting matrix for the turnout model so we can have a total victory in 2024. But it's important, Steve, that as operatives in D.C. that we're not just stuck in the swamp.
Talk to us about, you've got a big event with Elise. When's that going to be? How do people get access to it? Because during the run of 2022, I know people very much enjoyed going to these things. Where's it going to be? How do people get access to it?
So tomorrow, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, we've got Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, Assemblyman DiPietro out in Buffalo area, and Carl Palladino and many others. I think it's 5:30. We'll be at the Forbes Theater in Buffalo. It's a private event, but anyone in the posse, just shoot an email to team@eliseforcongress.com. We could set you up. It's going to be a great event. We have hundreds of patriots. We're going to be filming a video for President Trump and putting it out there for people all across upstate New York. So thank you, Steve.
Tenney, Stefanik, and Palladino. That's worth the price of admission. Carl Palladino, love that guy. If we can put – I want to make sure, Grace, let's get it all in the chat rooms, the invitation that's there. Last thing, I want to make sure people understand. You're saying you want to get 5 to 10 independents, not MAGA types, not hardcore Republicans, each person to get 5 to 10, and that's going to make the difference in 2024. Is that your point?
Yeah, my point is, Steve, you look at New York, we had 63% Republican turnout, 67% Republican turnout. We obviously flipped 4 seats, which was huge in New York. That was, you know, the posse came up big, but, you know, we were short statewide, about 5 percentage points. And I think ultimately there's only so much of us. And so we need to grow our ranks now. And we need to start thinking about the general election right now, because that's what they're thinking about, Steve. They're already playing the general election game. That's what this is all about. So we need our people to dig in. It's a two-front war, getting our people engaged, voting in the primary, voting in the general, and getting them involved, and then growing our ranks and educating voters and bringing them into the fold that are independents. I call them soft Democrats, more union Democrats, more traditional voters that would be open to our side if they've gotten the proper engagement from our folks.
Alex, how do people get to you?
On Twitter, DeGrasse81. I'm on Getter at DeGrasse, Truth Social as well. Thank you, Steve. We're doing it big, so totally heating up across the board.
The committeeman, Alex DeGrasse, the committee strategy is working throughout the country. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Can we play? Do we have the DeSantis ad? Let's play the DeSantis ad and get our tee up our next guest.
Think you know Ron DeSantis? Think again. In Congress, DeSantis voted three separate times to cut Social Security. That's right, three times over 3 years. Worse, DeSantis voted to cut Medicare two times. DeSantis even voted to raise the retirement age to 70. The more you learn about DeSantis, the more you see he doesn't share our values. He's just not ready to be president. Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You remember Caroline Leavitt. Caroline, that I keep saying with President Trump, you take the personalities out and look at the facts and the policies, it's pretty glaring. Talk to us about, we got 30 seconds about your new job, and I'll bring you back through the break. Caroline Leavitt, what's your new gig?
Yeah, Steve, thanks for having me back on. It's great to be with the very loyal posse who was real helpful to me in my congressional bid. I'm proud to be the new spokeswoman for Make America Great Again, Inc. That was our ad that we just released to expose the truth about Ron DeSantis' policies. If he wants to get in this fight with President Trump and get in the mud, Republican voters deserve to know where he stands. He voted to cut Social Security multiple times. He has a 0% approval by the Alliance for Retired Americans. And in this Biden economy where hardworking people, hardworking Americans are already being crushed, we cannot afford a DeSantis presidency. I'm with Trump all the way to the White House 2024.
Caroline, hang on 1 second. Short break. We're going to go to Mar-a-Lago, and Caroline Leavitt's going to join us next.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, welcome back. Let's go to our own Ed Henry and Karen Turk on the scene at Mar-a-Lago with Real America's Voice. Ed and Karen, set the stage for us. What's happening down there right now?
Yeah. Well, Stephen, about 15 minutes or so, Donald Trump will be headed towards the airport, leaving Mar-a-Lago, about 20 minutes. We're on Southern Boulevard, which leads you right to Mar-a-Lago behind us. And you can see there's a bunch of patriots here with flags, Trump flags, American flags. And a few minutes just passed, Jason Miller was driving in his rental car. You know, he's visiting Palm Beach, obviously, getting ready to arrive at Mar-a-Lago in order to go to New York with Donald Trump. And then in the other direction was Alina Haba, one of the attorneys. Presumably she's headed to Palm Beach International. And by the way, there's a Publix parking lot shopping center that's got a couple hundred patriots waiting there. So this is not the whole crowd. Then I'm told local news has got helicopters and the rest over at Palm Beach International because there's hundreds more patriots there. So they're ready to send them off.
It's a straight shot from Mar-a-Lago out to where the airport is. It's really one road here in Palm Beach. So you'll have supporters lined up all the way here to the airport when he takes off.
And his motorcade will go right over Karen's left shoulder in a few moments. So we're going to try to capture that, obviously. And I think the key here, Steve, is that Donald Trump put on Truth Social last night. I'll be driving by it around noon. He wanted these supporters out here. You have people with signs saying never give up, people saying the election was stolen in 2020, people saying they're for him in 2024. And it takes all kinds. Then we had people drive by and some lady rolled down the window and said, lock him up. Palm Beach has some Democrats.
There was only one of them and probably hundreds that have driven by since we've been here that are supporters.
And in fact, there's a helicopter right up there. I don't know if that's a news chopper or whatever, right over to the intercoastal outside of Mar-a-Lago. As you can tell, this is just a full-on media event, and then it's only going to get crazier in New York once he gets there. We're told, Steve, by the way, that it'll be about 2:15 p.m. Eastern tomorrow in New York, and that Donald Trump was – his lawyers were pushing to do this remotely, and he wanted to go there. He wants to be in court, as you know.
What is it you've done? You two have done more of covering this American Sunrise and all the rallies and everything over the last year or two. What is the attitude of the Trump supporters? Have you seen any change in determination, anger, focus, purpose, Ed and Karen?
focus, purpose, anger, all of the above. The people out here are passionate. They're fired up, just like Donald Trump is right now. It's a two-tier justice system. They know it. They see it. And again, hundreds of people drove by the spot beeping and honking and in support of Donald Trump. And we've had one naysayer since we've been here. That shows you how the American
people. And then another guy drove by, rolled down his window, and was playing this song, Indicted We Stand, from Los Alexander, which just dropped today. It is like in the top five on the hip-hop charts.
Incredible.
This lady here is a patriot. She just handed me, while Karen was talking, the tremendous bottle opener, probably the best, as Donald Trump would say. It's the visage of Donald Trump, of course. I hope you can see that. I guess somebody's handing this out.
Dropping it off for us. For what we do. Thank
you. Also, this MAGA hat you got over at the golf course, his people brought it.
Yes.
So has this made you more resolved what's happening in New York?
Oh, yes.
Why?
It's breaking my heart. I feel so bad for the president and his family and America and Americans. This is awful to be dragged through this. It's awful.
All right. Yeah. So you'll see the president in a little while. I want to give you your gift
back.
But that gives you a sense. I mean, look at these poll numbers, Steve, that you've been talking about. You saw this surge this weekend. I think even bigger than the money, frankly, is what the campaign is telling us, Steve, about volunteers. Yeah. They had over 10,000 campaign volunteers sign up this weekend. People want to get out and support this
president.
Real quickly, compare and contrast what we did and what you saw from people out in East Palestine, Ohio last week, and what's going to take place tomorrow in New York City. The signal of one in the absolute circus noise of the other, Ed and Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about circus noise. Let's talk about a lack of noise for these people of East Palestine. And I'm thankful, Steve, to hear that you're better. I also was not feeling well when we got back. You know, these people are in it for the long haul, and the only person who stood up for them is Donald Trump, just like Donald Trump stood up for the American people when he came down the escalator in 2015. And the people remember this, even though the fake news media and everybody else wants to drown it out on the left. The people remember. They see him on the ground with the people of East Palestine, and they know that Donald Trump is fighting for them.
Yeah, and I think it shows, Steve, to your question, an absence of leadership, whether it's the Biden administration failing to even really visit East Palestine. Biden hasn't been there. Harris hasn't been there. Mayor Pete did the drive-by that we all know about. People are getting sick. They haven't done anything for them. And that leadership extends to the Soros-backed prosecutor in Manhattan, Steve. You'll pick up the New York Post every single day. Rapes up, murders up, robberies up. That's what the Manhattan DA is supposed to be focused on, just like the EPA and Pete Buttigieg and transportation is supposed to be focused on train derailments and people's health.
He said there were thousands.
They're focused on circus games.
He said there were thousands. Circus games.
Let's go indict Donald Trump. And so that's what I think the point is. We're in East Palestine to talk about issues that actually matter to people's health, their safety, their welfare. That's why Donald Trump, by the way, went to East Palestine before Biden. And this lady over here just said,
amen.
Instead, we're getting circus games out of Manhattan.
Amen. Okay, we're going to come back to you two before the end of the show, do the transition to the great Charlie Kirk. Just hang there. Thanks, guys. Great report. Let me go to Father Frank Pavone. Father, yesterday's Palm Sunday. You're in the most sacred and holy week in the Christian calendar. Very symbolic that Donald Trump is being brought before the magistrate tomorrow in New York, is it not, sir?
It really is, Steve. You know, on Good Friday, Pilate is there and he talks to Jesus and he says, well, you know, what have you done? He says, I find no guilt in you. And then he goes out to the crowd and he says, shall I release for you the King of the Jews? And the crowd says, crucify him. And Pilate says, well, what wrong has he done? They don't give any wrong. The crowd just says, crucify him. And Pilate bows to their pressure. This Passion of Jesus Christ is a perfect example of going after a man in search of a crime just in order to get rid of the man, rather than going after a crime in search of the people who did it. And that's why this indictment of President Trump turns America upside down, because it's an inversion of what the system of justice is supposed to be. The Passion of Christ that we honor and celebrate during these days is a prosecutorial misconduct. It is a weaponization of the processes that in themselves are legitimate, but here they're being used against an enemy. So this is not to compare Jesus Christ with Donald Trump, but to compare the tactics of their enemies. The tactics of the enemy are always the same, and it's time for us to realize we got to fight back harder than ever before. There's no compromising with this. There's no negotiating with this. The enemy is trying to eliminate us. We have got to go back and eliminate politically and patriotically everything they're trying to do.
I mean, the irony that they would choose Holy Week to do this is just, it's quite incredible. Father Frank, how do people get to you? What's your social media?
FR Frank Pavone on all the platforms, FR Frank Pavone. Thanks, Steve.
Father, thanks. I know we got a lot to get to on the life issue. We'll come back to you as we can get through this madness tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Let me go back. You know, we pride ourselves in having the Fight Club. You know, you had DeGrasse on, you've got Pavone, you've had we've had to start with Mike Davis. I want to go back to Caroline Leavitt. Caroline, you've been very close to President Trump. You've worked in the White House. You ran as a Trump candidate up in New Hampshire. You won a primary against a rhino, a guy now working for Christie on Christie's fledgling populist campaign. Can't even say with a straight face. I know you pretty well, and you're a great athlete, and you're a fighter. Your blood must be boiling over what you're seeing happen in this travesty in New York, ma'am.
Yes, Steve, my blood is boiling, and I know the blood of the American people is boiling, too, to see this weaponization of our federal government. They have been targeting President Trump, as you and I know well, since he came down that escalator back in 2015, started with the Russia hoax, sham impeachment one, sham impeachment two, the unconstitutional raid at Mar-a-Lago, and all of the investigations, and frankly, the BS that we've seen in between. But this is a new level. This is really, I believe, going to change the game of American politics moving forward. But I think it also proves, right, that President Trump is the only candidate on both sides of the aisle, Republican or Democrat, that the establishment is so hell-bent on viciously smearing and attacking. And why is that? It's because he's the only candidate on both sides of the aisle that is a threat. There has never been a crime. They accuse him of crimes and then they try and go find it. But the greatest crime is that Donald Trump stands against the billion-dollar war machine. He stands for peace around the globe. He stands to secure our borders and protect our country from this invasion under the Biden regime. He stands to unleash the might of the American economy and put the people first. No other candidates on both sides, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, as you mentioned, Nikki Haley, I don't care who it is. They're all controlled by the consultant class, the establishment, and the elites. Donald Trump is not. That's why they're doing this to him. But that's also why the Republicans are rallying around him more than we've ever seen before. And I have no doubt he will be back in the White House in 24.
Look, you saw the difficulty. You were in the communications department. You saw the way that the media is, and I said when I first got to the White House, they're the real party you're running against. The Democrats are just some factotums, some functionaries in the field. Given how you've seen your specialty in seeing the media and how it came after you, walk us through, deconstruct how they are all in on this takedown of Trump. And I keep saying, they're going to try to beat him in the primary. If they can't do that, they'll beat him in the general. If not, the day he shows up on January 2025, That's when the fight really starts. I mean, if anybody thinks we have any easy days ahead of us, you've got to put that aside. Every easy day is past us. It's now full on conflict. Your thoughts, Caroline?
Well, that's exactly right, Steve. And the media machine is so powerful. They are really, truly the third arm of the Democrat Party. And they've been pushing anti-Trump propaganda again since 2015 when he launched his first bid. And he shocked the establishment and the media in 2016 by beating Hillary Clinton. And they have done everything they can to prevent him from returning back to office in 2024. I saw an interesting poll yesterday, though, Steve. ABC News, one of the fake news mainstream media networks, actually had a poll that said 55% of Americans don't agree with Alvin Bragg's indictment. I found that interesting. That's more than half of our country. Republicans and Democrats, independents too, were polled. They don't agree with this. And why is that? It's because they've now seen for 6-7 years, the media has focused on this circus surrounding Donald Trump, accusing him of everything possible. And finally, I think the people are going to wake up and realize they are doing this for a reason. We have a weaponization of our federal government on top of the hell that Joe Biden has put the people through over the last 2 years with skyrocketing inflation, the wide open southern border, the fentanyl crisis that's plaguing our communities, war in Ukraine, the botched Afghanistan withdrawal that left service members dead. I think the American people are fed up with it again, and they're rallying around President Trump, and I'm honored to be part of that team.
Real quick, and we'll get back to the DeSantis. I'll have you back on because I want to get down the policy side about Governor DeSantis, because I think there's such massive policy issues here that have got to really be and give, you know, walk through about what he really stands for versus what Trump stands for. It couldn't be more glaring. It's not just personalities. It's much deeper than that. Give me 30 seconds on your new. You had so many opportunities. Why did you choose this? What are you doing, and how can people get to you?
I chose this because we are at a pivotal moment in our nation's history. And I believe I'm honored to be in this position to speak for Make America Great Again, Inc. that's supporting President Trump on his way back to the White House in 2024. All Americans, we need to do our parts to support him. He is the only one, again, that can get America back on track and save our country. So the posse has been so great to me, Steve. They could follow me everywhere. Twitter, Getter, Truth Social. I'm all over the place at Caroline Levitt, and it's Caroline with a K. Thanks for having me on, Steve. Look forward to coming back.
And how do they get to the PAC? Real quickly, how do they get to that?
MAGAPAC.com and MAGA Inc. War Room on Twitter. We're constantly posting updates. It's a great account to follow. Please do.
Fabulous. Thank you. Glad to have you back. What a warrior. Lindell, and then we're going to Mar-a-Lago next.
Getter has arrived. The new social media taking on big tech, protecting free speech, and canceling cancel culture. Join the marketplace of ideas. The platform for independent thought has arrived. Superior technology. No more selling your personal data. No more censorship. No more cancel culture. Enough. Getter has arrived. It's time to say what you want, the way you want. Download now.
Okay, on Getter, all weekend we're up. We're going to have a special tonight from Wisconsin with Scott Presler to live stream at 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time. I'm going to be putting stuff up all afternoon. We're going to be back here at 5 o'clock. There's so much we couldn't get to. We've got A Real America's Voice. We've got Oscar Blue Ramirez, and we've got Ben Berquam down in Panama. We're going to get to that. We've got all kind of economic news. We're going to have Gavin Wax, who's putting on the protest tomorrow at the park across from the courthouse. We'll be on at 6 o'clock. So 5 to 7 tonight, we're going to be absolutely jammed. We've got Mike Lindell on. We're going to do our Election Crime Bureau stuff starting again on Wednesday. But obviously, Mike, you are one of the people closest to the president, one of his closest compadres. I know he listens to you a lot about the election integrity and the machines, everything that has to happen. I understand that you're going to actually be in Mar-a-Lago tomorrow after these events in New York to support the president, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I moved everything around, and I want to be there. I want to go after the media. I'm very encouraged in a lot of things, though, Steve, that everybody's gotten behind him and his polls have actually went up. So, but I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, people are coming together because I think it's so outrageous, but it doesn't mean that we got a fight on our hands now, because as Mike Davis said at the beginning, this is the Justice Department in back of this, Soros in back of this. They've got tons of cunning and smart people that are all over this. They can't beat Trump at the polls. You know that from 2020. I know that. The nation knows that. We're seeing the catastrophic consequences of a stolen election, an illegitimate regime. The whole world's getting off the dollar. We're at war in the Eurasian landmass. It's the invasion on the southern border. It's a complete total debacle. But they're not going to stop until they put Trump in prison. Is there any doubt in your mind about that? The only way they can stop him is try to imprison him, sir?
That is the only way, because this is really, you know, he stands between us and them. And everybody's very clear on that. And that's why, Steve, it's actually been really good. So many people now in all 50 states, I do my big call again tonight to the country, and all of them are reaching out to their counties to go same day, paper ballots, hand counted. Even if we only get rid of part of them, it's going to override the algorithms and everything else. So the only way they can do it, and I think they realize it, is to try and put him in prison on some trumped up things that he's fake charges. And it's disgusting.
Talk to me over the weekend about, I know you're adding people up in Minnesota. Everything I'm hearing from the company is that people are just jacked up, that the MyPillow 2.0 at MyPillow.com/war room is on fire. Give us an update.
Yeah, it has really been amazing. We actually brought in another, some more technology we're actually using as we speak right now. I just got off the phone with my techs, and we're actually hired another 50 people last week. So It's been just taken off, and we want to thank all your watchers and listeners, and they've been great support. You get a buy one, get one free with the new MyPillow 2.0. The best sleep in history just got even better. It's technology. Remember, they're 100% made in the USA. You're supporting MyPillow. You're supporting Warm. You're supporting everything. It's great. Plus, you're getting the best of both worlds. You're getting the best sleep in history. And we also still have some of the $25 slippers left that we're closing out to make room in our factory for this expansion, this huge expansion of our manufacturing. So you get $25 all season my slippers. We're closing out to actually, I know the media tried to spin it and say, oh, they're closing things out. No, we're closing it out to make room for more manufacturing, to provide more USA jobs here, which is really, it's absolutely amazing that things are going so good for us during these bad times that we're in with the attacks on our country and attacks on manufacturing.
Mike, we'll look forward to having you back tomorrow and also hopefully in the afternoon show from Mar-a-Lago. As the president gets back, he's going to address the nation at 8:15 tomorrow. Mike Lindell, thank you, brother, for everything you do.
Yep, thanks for having me on. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks. Support the armor-piercing show, Mike Lindell, the great American manufacturing company. And of course, your humble servants here at the War Room, MyPillow.com, promo code War Room. Buy one, get one free. Also, Birchgold.com/Bannon. Get the debt trap. You need to get it. Walk through it. We're going to be explaining it on the show as we go forward. Ed and Karen, can we go? Can I toss back to Mar-a-Lago? And Karen, can you update us? It look like President Trump's about to take off?
Yeah, there's a helicopter that's getting a little closer to us. It's hovering. There's been more police showing up. And so it seems like we're just moments away. I wanted to bring in Lucille really quick because I know we're running out of time. But she's part of the War Room posse and said she really loved everyone's coverage from Ohio. Why? And how does that compare to the circus we're seeing in New York?
Well, yes, we are seeing a circus. And your broadcasting is just so bittersweet. Bitter because of what we had to look at, and yet you reported on it. And sweet because you actually went there and you stood with those people and gave them support and showed them compassion.
Absolutely.
So what else can I say?
Right. We need to give them voice. Why are you here supporting Donald Trump today? What are you hearing from your fellow patriots?
Well, as you know, everyone is aware that this is a witch hunt. So we want President Trump to know that we love him, we support him, and we know that he is innocent, and we know that he is being railroaded. But we're going to make our voices loud and clear, and it's not going to happen.
It's a little scary for the rest of us. You know, he always says, yes, you know, they're after you, I'm just in the way.
It's true. Look at all the arrows he has taken. Yeah. And if they could do it to him, don't think that they can't do it to us.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And Steve, he said it at the Waco, Texas rally that he would be glad to do it, even though it's meant all these legal battles, all the money lost and the rest of it, because he loves America. And I keep hearing, to your point, a lot of people when we're on the ground with patriots like this, Steve and Karen, that they're very worried about these 87,000 IRS agents that they were brought in by Biden. Not to go after Jeff Bezos, but they're coming after patriots all around this great country. So, Steve, we're still standing by. There's a lot of police activity. Any minute now, Donald Trump will be coming by here on Southern Boulevard, leaving Mar-a-Lago to head to Palm Beach International to go to New York.
By the way, guys, thank Lucille. That is Vox Populi, Vox Dei right there. They can't do better than her.
He says thank
great
you,
summary. Stick you. Around.
Thank
Eddie
you.
Karen's going to be there at Mar-a-Lago. Thanks, Lucille. Love you. Stick around for Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk's me covering live. Be tossing it back to Ed and Karen. Charlie Kirk on Real America's Voice. Populist nationalism served up hot right off the griddle. We're going to be back here at 5 to 7. Stick around. Real America's Voice. Live coverage from this travesty in Mar-a-Lago. Next.